I started having people, older people mainly, saying to me, you know, you need to pass the baton on to some younger people. And I remember commenting and saying, well, I don't even know if I've gotten the baton yet. I feel like I've just started to get good at it. And I've had this voice in the back of my head of people saying, you need to pass the baton. You need to bring some other guys along. And then I'd be thinking, well, nobody can really duplicate what I've done the way I've done it, because it's been such a unique path and it's been so personal, but maybe there are some things that I can pass on. And I start to think, okay, what is it that has kept me busy for 40 years? What's the element been other than, and primarily, God's blessing upon what I've been doing? And I recognize that as the main thing. But what have I been doing? And I realize that I've been utilizing creativity every step of the way. And most of it was just, I was just doing it intuitively. But I started to think, okay, well, what is creativity? How have I been using this? I was invited to speak at the Dynamic Communicators Workshop. It's run by, it was created by a man named Ken Davis, who many of your listeners know.
Yes.
This was years ago, and he asked me if I would come and do a seminar on discovering and developing powerful story illustrations. And so I started thinking, well, okay, well, how have I done that? And how, in my storytelling, how have I done that? And I realized that I've been doing three things. I had been grabbing anything that grabbed me emotionally, any emotion, you know, things that make you feel good, things that make you feel terrible, things that make you feel angry or happy, and any level of emotion too. But if you see something, well, that's interesting, you just grab it, you write it down. It doesn't mean anything. You don't know. There's no context to it. It's just a sentence that says, saw a little girl who dropped her doll, and now she's running back and getting it, and her mom is angry because and impatient. Well, okay. You write it down. Doesn't mean anything. It's not an illustration. Then the second step is, after you've grabbed something, you interrogate it. You go back to this list that you grabbed, and you ask the question, why did you grab me? What was there about that little girl? What was there about the response to her mom? Why did that connect? Does that have something to do with my path? And you interrogate it just for the reason that anybody is interrogated. You're trying to get to the truth. I describe the aha idea moment as that moment when a thought that you grabbed becomes an idea that you can begin to transform. So you grab, you interrogate, and then once you've found the truth, once you have that aha moment, like, oh, I know what that means now. I know how that could be used. Once you have that moment, then you transform it into the story illustration you want it to be. You type it out, you write it, you rehearse it. That's the transformation process.